This is Tim Walker with a breaking news story on the early morning police-involved shooting near the Marlinton Elementary School. The residents of Marlinton woke up on the morning of September 19th to find police crime tape at the Little General Store, the Mini Park on First Avenue, and in the area of Marlinton Elementary School, and learned that the school was closed for the day. According to a Pocahontas County Sheriff's Department press release, with additional information from Sheriff Jeff Barlow, at about 2:35 a.m., a 911 call was dispatched to the West Virginia State Police for a breaking and entry at the Little General Store on U.S. 219 near the Route 39 bridge in Marlinton. Sheriff Barlow said the suspect had smashed the glass out of the store's front door and stole items from the store, escaping on a side-by-side. The side-by-side had been stolen earlier in the morning from a residence in the Hamilton Hill area of Marlinton. Shortly afterwards, Deputy Brian Shinneberry spotted the side-by-side being illegally operated on the public roads in Marlinton and began a wild chase of it through the streets of Marlinton. According to the sheriff, items stolen from the Little General Store were falling off the side-by-side during the pursuit, which covered areas of 3rd and 4th Avenues as well as Route 39 in town. The deputy eventually believed he had trapped the vehicle in the parking lot between the Marlinton Elementary School and the Wellness Center. However, when the deputy exited his vehicle to apprehend the suspect managed to free the side-by-side and drove at the deputy, attempting to run him over. The officer responded by firing his weapon in self-defense, striking the suspect. The suspect was still able to drive out of the lot after being shot and fled to the mini park on First Avenue, where he crashed and was apprehended. Various items stolen from the Little General Store were recovered in the ATV. The suspect, James Woods, age 26, a resident of Marlinton, was initially transported to Pocahontas Memorial Hospital by EMS, then transported from there to Roanoke Memorial Hospital by ambulance. His condition is unknown at this time. Multiple criminal charges are pending. Sheriff Barlow said the investigation will be conducted by the West Virginia State Police.